Hi, it's Mac, and I just wanted to share something with you all. I think I've explained in the past that my wife is involved in a local charity through her own church, and she regularly gets stuff handed in, and something's sitting in the blackie alight. Yes, he comes and tells me, and I'm being honest about that. I'm not making that up. If he knows I'm in the garden and there's a cat prowling over the fence or one of the hawks, he'll actually fly straight, he'll chirp, and if he sees me in the garden, he'll come into the garden and do it, and then he just flew off again. And he'd be away up to a high tree to keep an eye on whatever's going on. And it's come back to remind me. Yes, he's straight above me now, just to remind me. Something going on. I usually come out and clap my hands and to scare off whatever it is, and he settles down again. Symbiotic relationship. Man and blackbird. Well, that was a digression caused by the blackbird. It wasn't what I was going to talk about. I might actually do a separate view about that. Me and my gardening friend or combatier. I'll explain that in another bit. Yes, so anyway, so someone said to her the other day, we have some stuff, and she said, oh, well, look, we're going on holiday, and you know, we really can't take stuff in it just at the moment. And she says, you know, it's good stuff, and there's a full carrier, a full black bag, a full large black sack of CDs. I thought, oh, it's going to be the usual junk. So I thought, well, okay, it was an older person, so I thought, look, I'll take it and we'll put it in the garage until we come back for all these sorted out, we'll just get rid of it somehow. So anyway, we brought it in the house and she looked through it and I said, look, let me have a look through it. So I knelt down beside her on the floor and we went through it. And it was amazing. I mean, honestly, the stuff that was getting, she was going to throw this in the skip if we hadn't taken it. And, I mean, okay, there's the usual poppy stuff I don't like, but amazing stuff. All the big stars are in there. You know, Rod Stewart and Aretha Franklin and God, I can't remember who it's in now, but who else now? Yeah, Tony Braxton. Well, a favourite of mine. I love Tony Braxton. And they were all in really good or if not perfect condition. And so I've taken some of them at the moment and I've booted them into the Mac and then transferred what I wanted into my iPhone so I can listen. And I'm currently listening to the best of George Benson. George Benson is a big favourite of mine. Always loved the guy. I just forgot how good he was and the number of instrumentals he made that's on this album. And his guitar playing, well, legendary guitar playing. And he does a couple of duets on this. So I've got this on my iPhone now. And I've been playing it while I've been out in the garden today, in between listening to audiobook. And I've got this resource before it gets moved on to further fields. I've got this resource and I'm going to whip my way through them all and put them into the Mac and then put the CDs back into the charity box and let my wife dispose of them how she sees fit. But it's great, and this is what people are throwing out. Just to give you an idea, this, I don't know how many CDs are in this, you know, I can only guess a couple of hundred, maybe more. And they were all going into the local skip, as we call it, or local environmental tip, to be crushed up and never seen again. And there's actually a wealth of great music in there, and I'm going to get it out before it moves on. So we're keeping hold of it to get back. When I get back, I'm going to get more loaded in. And, yeah, just shows you, doesn't it? So I've now got a new library of music to listen to. And that's great. And I can't go through a day without listening to music. And that's just great stuff. I just thought I'd share that with you. And just let you know kind of things that people are prepared to just put into a big hole in the ground where others can get enjoyment. I'm going to get enjoyment out of it. And hopefully, once they pass on, the other people, you'll probably sell them about two or three CDs for £1 just to get rid of them. and someone else is going to get enjoyment, and then when they're finished with them, somebody else, they'll move them on again. So it's all good stuff, and thanks for listening. George mentioned now, while I'm going on the bike to go along to the local market, I'll have JB strumming his stuff in my lug. Bye for now.